Today at Rosie on the House, we've got the experts from All About Water in studio. Call with your questions on water treatment at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Think what you want about my personal hygiene, but please don't waste any water. That's bad policy.
Here we are in the desert at Rosie on the House, talking water the next 2 hours. The number is 1-888-767-4348. So go ahead and pour yourself that second cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee. You know, you're stumped for something for Dad, go ahead and pick him up a Dunkin' gift card. Hey, you know, now they even got chicken sandwiches on a biscuit. So you want that cup of coffee like a little bit later in the day, a little bit too late for a donut, like about 11:30, 12, you know? You jump in there and just grab that chicken sandwich. I haven't tried it yet, but I'm going to one day real soon here. Okay, I want to introduce our guest here in studio. We brought in our friend Mr. Bob Christman from All About Water, Eco Water Treatment Systems. Thank you for taking time out of your family time Saturday to come in and join us and help answer all these questions about water treatment. It's so simple. It's three molecules, two of H and one of O. How can we make water treatment as complicated and silly and confusing as we make it?
Well, water is special. It's pure. It's pure when it comes in from the sky. It comes down and it starts to pick up everything it comes into contact with. Naturally dissolves everything it comes into contact with.
It's picking up contaminants every inch of the way.
Even from the sky.
So we're told that a lot of times, a lot of people, let's start with the simplest. Okay, we as a municipal system are going to add chlorine to the water to decontaminate it and clean it, okay? Keep the lines clean, keep it all the way clean, right up to your house. Now, a lot of people find that chlorine a little distasteful. Maybe sometimes you can even smell it. It comes through so strong. How are we going to – what's the first easiest thing we can do to eliminate that?
We can remove chlorine with carbon filtration.
You can remove chlorine by simply filling a pitcher of water and putting it on the counter, can't you?
Just
let it off-gas and aerate.
Chlorine will dissipate within about 30 minutes of the time it's – sitting in a pitcher.
Okay. And so you can aerate it. People ask me about water treatment all the time, and I say, you know, some of these gimmick things that you're seeing out on the market every once in a while, if I wanted to make a fortune, I would just create a Rosie water treatment system, and I would just put my name on a paddle, and I'd say, pour the water in a bucket and just stir it around with this paddle. Aerate it. Let it off gas, and that's your water treatment system. I could sell them for $20 a piece and make a fortune.
Yes, you can. You can do anything with any product and say this water treats water, and as long as you change the condition in some fashion, you've treated water, yes.
And just stirring it with a paddle aerates it, and it allows it to off gas a little bit faster. And depending where that paddle has or hasn't been, it could be, you know, adding some flavoring to the water as well.
Yes, it can.
Okay. So we can get rid of the chlorine. But people, I think, misunderstand a lot what a charcoal filter will or won't do. What won't it do?
Well, the first thing is it's going to only remove chemicals from the water. It will remove whatever chemicals come into its contact. It absorbs chemicals.
Okay.
And that's really the end point of carbon filtration. Beyond that, it really has no capability.
Okay. You're still going to get the scale buildup. You're still going to get the little floaties in your glass, right?
Yes, you are.
And what are those little floaties in the glass?
The floaties are just particles that have accumulated, and usually, typically, they're from an ice cube. When the water freezes in an ice cube, it pushes those molecules to the outside of the ice cube. They collect. They form a small little floatie. And as the water evaporates or, you know, dissolves in your glass, those little particles are jumped together and they float in the glass. And we see them as little floaties in our water.
Yeah. And if we wanted to get rid of that, the next step of water treatment filtration would include what?
Well, for drinking water, the only way to do that really effectively is reverse osmosis,
okay,
which is a process that removes all particles from the water.
And everybody hears RO, reverse osmosis. It really is just a super, super, super fine series of membrane filters. You're cramming the water through.
You're forcing the water through a membrane, which is a very thin film that only allows 0.001 microns to proceed through it. So as that water is squeezed out, it's squeezed out very slow, and it's usually stored in some type of a holding tank.
And I want to talk a little bit more about that, about what it will do and what it won't do, and are you in risk of that tank then becoming contaminated. But right now we've got a call. It's a little off topic, but I want to take it, and I want to invite you all right here at Rosie on the House, 1-888-767-4348. Give us a ring about anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. Let's see if we can't help you out. Mark in Scottsdale, we appreciate you ringing in so early, and the early bird gets the worm, so you're the first one up, my friend.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, perfect. Well, thanks for taking my call. I have a older condo, about 40 years old, with aluminum frame, single pane, windows and glass doors, and I want to replace them. And I got, so far, two bids that were worlds apart. And so I want to kind of get to the truth, the bottom of the matter, about the types of windows. In particular, I'm looking at, you know, the typical dual-pane gas-filled. And the question I have is, will vinyl hold up in these elements over time?
You're asking the right questions, Mark.
Okay. And I found a great website called efficientwindows.org that walks you through all the attributes of the windows so you can compare apples to apples.
And I'm not familiar with that site, but let me talk you through a couple things.
Okay.
You got to take a look at the window frame first. You've got aluminum. You know how fast aluminum transfers the outside heat into the inside of your home. Aluminum window frames actually act like a radiator heater. It actually, those inside frames can be hot to the touch, and you're trying to condition the inside of your home to something a little bit more comfortable than that. So I'm not a big fan of aluminum frame windows in the desert in Arizona. I'm really not a fan of vinyl frames, and I'm going to be flooded. When I say that on air, my voicemail is full when I go in Monday morning. I have had a prejudice against vinyl for a long, long time. I watch polyvinyl chloride, PVC pipe, sunburn, get brittle. It loses its elasticizers. The vinyl frames of the windows did the same thing for years. Every vinyl manufacturer calls me and tells me, Rosie, we've modified the formula now. It doesn't do that anymore. And I go to windows that they send me to that have been installed for 2 or 3 years, and they're beginning to get chalky, and they're beginning to get a little brittle on the outside. I don't know why you would put money into a vinyl window. Now, with that said, the reason I don't like them is because the majority of vinyl manufacturers make the vinyl the load-bearing structural part of the window. Only Pella does, that I know, does a metal frame and then wraps it in vinyl. So if I were going to do vinyl, I would contemplate the Pella product. But the other Pella product that I really like is that fiberglass window. And it is much better at insulating and protecting that heat transfer for the inside of the house. It's a great window. Of course, if you can afford it, I love wood windows with aluminum cladding on the outside. That's the cream de la cream. And I can tell you, Mark, there's no need to invest in triple pane windows. Just go dual pane. Make sure the distance separating the two pieces of glass is no less than a half or 5/8 of an inch. Go ahead and go with a little tint, a solar bronze or solar gray. And cover them in shade screens, and you are going to be amazed at how much quieter your condo is, how much more comfortable it is, and how many fewer hot spots you have in and around the outside wall. So, Mark, we appreciate the call. In Scottsdale, you can get to Pella. Their showroom's right there on North Scottsdale Road. Get in there and take a look at all their product lines. They're our window of choice. They really are. With all that said, we're on the topic of water treatment. what you do or you what you can or can't expect water treatment to do. We're here with Bob Christman from All About Water, our water treatment expert today. We have open lines at 1-888-767-4348, welcoming your call, like on window shopping or anything in, out, and about your house, home, castle, or cabin. And when we get back, we're going to start talking about maybe some of the myths we hear in the water advertising world and whether it is or isn't any of those claims really valid. So when we get back, it's Rosie on the house. What do you got there, bud?
Well, we also have a special interview in this next segment.
Yeah.
It is Father's Day weekend, and what does Dad want more than a new outdoor big flat screen TV,
baby,
just in time to get ready for college football? We're going to have Don Stabley from Stabley Home and Entertainment talking about the Sun Bright TV. Give us a little product review right after this.